Melinda Green, with an E, has served with the County of Santa Barbara since about 1996. I think she was 10 years old. Started her career, for some reason that's an ongoing joke with your age, starting her career in auditor controller. She obtained her CPA license. She can do your taxes if you call her. She transferred to the county, I'm kidding. She transferred to the county executive office as a budget analyst and project manager for 5 years, became a certified public finance officer, and went to the information technology, managing software development, hardware. She's now the chief deputy clerk recorder, managing the Hall of Records, certified appraiser, California Board of Equalization, public information officer for the county, and has served in the county emergency operation center for various emergencies since 2000. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Melinda Green with an E.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to talk to you again. You've been on a couple of times. I know you work a few levels below Joe Holland.
One level.
Oh, you're moving up in the world.
No, yeah. I'm assistant department head, the chief deputy clerk recorder for 12 years now.
Last time you were on was back in the fall of 2025. We were talking about a bill, SB 255, and we're going to talk about that in a bit. It ended up passing, and it's about tracking fraud and people recording fraudulent deeds and even deeds of trust. So we'll talk about that. But before we get into that, tell me again, what is the county recorder responsible for?
So we record official records that have to do with real estate in Santa Barbara County. So we effectively give the public constructive notice so they know what documents are recording related to real estate. So you can essentially see the chain of title in our archive online.
Okay.
Or if you can come in and you can view our kiosks, and we have the public index available to the public for free.
You know, and my experience, of course, is closing escrows and title companies, they handle it all. So I've never, I guess I did record, needed something recorded at one time. But generally, most everything with real estate agents is through the escrow office.
Well, they record documents. You know, obviously we work with the real estate community and title companies and escrow, but those documents are eventually recorded. Maybe not all of them. There are many documents that you sign at a closing, but often you would see, say, the deed or the deed of trust for the loan recorded in our office.
Right. And they get like special opportunity to record very early in the morning, like for the lender and the deed of trust. They want to make sure that nobody puts on a loan, so the lender is not a second deed. He wants to be the first deed of trust, so they get in a little earlier. How does that work?
So they, and anyone can essentially do this. They can sign up for 8 o'clock. So if they sign up for 8 o'clock, then they can't sign up for, or they can't have access to the counter all day. So the real estate industry in particular, they have, you know, financing transfers that happen in the morning. They need to be the first ones in. So they are first in, first out. It's a sort of a first come, first serve, but they will set up most of our title partners are on e-recording. And so they will submit to our 8 o'clock queue. And anything submitted to the 8 o'clock queue is recorded same day. And not only do we record it same day, but we index it same day, even though we technically have 48 hours. We know how important it is for the real estate industry to see that document posted to the public index as soon as possible. So 8 o'clock recordings are typically examined and recorded. We shoot for 10:30, but you know, sometimes we have complicated documents that maybe have some errors and there's some corrections that go back and forth. So we're recording all morning, typical documents that convey title. And then our counters open all day as well for recording. So people could walk in and record throughout the day. But we're going to record and we're going to index, which means post it to the public by 5 o'clock every single day.
Well, my guest, Melinda Green, with an E, Santa Barbara County Chief Deputy Clerk Recorder, Assessor's Office. The 10:30 mark sounds right because agents usually get a call of from the escrow officer confirming it's recorded. And that usually, yeah, that could happen as early as 9 a.m., sometimes 10:30,
Could be
sometimes
early,
later.
could
Yeah.
be later, depends on the situation. But yeah, we call them confirms in the biz.
Right. Same here. Or actually, confirmation of recording. So I like confirms. But the, and you know, a given day, we could have, you can have a ton of closings, and a ton of people walking in. Do you have any idea how many people walk in a given day on an average to
I
record
mean,
documents?
it varies. I would say we're 60% e-recorded. Right now we have a pretty low recording average. If you look at, decades, we were running a 320 daily average of recording. And right now I would say we're really low. We're in the low 200s. And so that's a factor of, low interest rates, people not wanting to refinance, a number of reasons with the economy that have overall lowered our recording rate. But, there's particular spikes in the schedule. Like, for example, Fridays are busier than the rest of the week because people like to move on the weekend, so they get the keys to the house on a Friday. We also know that month end, you see a bit of a spike. So it could be like 20% more volume just at a month end. And that's the last recording day or business day of the month. So we have to adjust our staff and know when those peaks and valleys are and make sure that we have enough people stationed on the recording desk.
You know, closing escrow can be very harried and stressful, and there's always a lot going on. And then it gets dumped to the county recorder's office, and everybody is waiting. And so you guys have your own seat at the table for all the stress of escrow. My guest, Melinda Green, with an E, Santa Barbara County Chief Deputy Clerk, Recorder, Assessor. Yeah, good point to come up with the refinancing when you were talking about how years ago the daily average was much higher than it is today, and certainly refinancing has slowed down. I just heard that interest rates are starting with a five for the first time in a long time, so it'll be interesting to see if refinancing takes place. So.
Yeah, usually there's a lag because, when the Fed lowers the rate, then it takes a little bit of time to kind of make its way through the mortgage rates. And then people find out about that, and then they're shopping to buy a house, and then they're in escrow. And so there's definitely a bit of a lag. So we do watch for those indicators, and we try to be responsive. If we see that rates are going down, we're trying to get more people ready for the burst in recording. And then what's really tough is just day to day, you never know what you're going to get. Today was busier than usual with lots of high dollar value sales. We have to be very responsive because there's a lot of money on the line. There's a lot of communication that goes into recording. If there is a rejection and something has to be corrected, we're really in communication with our partners at the title company, and we're on the phone with them. We're on email. We are sometimes communicating with counsel. We also have a wide network of colleagues throughout the state of California, and we're trading notes. We're trying to figure out if there are ways that we can record. Is there another provision in the law? Is there case law we can look at? So you have to be quick because everybody's waiting on that recording. And so the people that run the recording desk, they are sort of addicted to the, emergency style work, and
Right.
we're sort of thriving on that energy.
It's frenetic
It
at
is.
times, and it's just so stressful. It's just amazing. These escrow officers are just getting beat up from everybody, and they have to just maintain. It's just so difficult.
But it's fun. It's fun. You got to have your energy up. I waited tables when I, was in college. That helped me pay my way through college. And I just, it's so much like the lunch rush. And you're just on a high because you're in the zone and you're just moving so fast and you're trying to get everything done and you're trying to give the best customer service possible. It's fun though, because when you accomplish so much in this very tight timeline, you kind of get a high from it.
Right, exhilarating and getting it done and hitting the bell. So you said about 60% is e-recordings. So that means you get people walking in, and we're going to circle back to this SB 255, which is about fraud and alerting people. But the way it is now, when someone walks in. You see all these commercials for this home title lock, and it says, "Oh, the county, they have to record. They can't stop anybody. So you have to get this service title lock." And everyone that I talk to, like people like you, just think it's a waste of money that you can just check it yourself. You actually gave
Well,
me
I
the
can't
link.
say it's a waste. I don't know these services. I'm gonna say that you can always check it yourself for free, and it doesn't take very long.
Well, okay, I'll say it's a waste. I'll go out on the limb. You
And we
can say
are working at our own service of notification,
Right, we're going to get to
that,
that. We're going to get to
right?
that, but I do want to say that you gave me the link and I posted it to my podcast, radiorealestate.com. You go to look at past programs and there's the link and you just hit it. You put in your name. You got to figure out how to put in your name correctly if it's an unusual name. And you could check it. I check it. I try to check it every week, and it takes me like 10 seconds. I have a reminder. The link is there. I click on it. Boom, the page opens. I put in my name, and there's the last recorded deed, and I know nothing's been recorded against me. So, but when people walk up to the counter, you are obligated to record things. How do you try to prevent fraud when you have to record everything that someone steps up to the counter with?
Right. So we created a system, like a framework to operate within to potentially catch fraud. And we are a very ministerial role. We can't reject basis on the lack of legal sufficiency, but we do have a reasonable window to review the document and record it. And oftentimes with a deed that's, maybe somebody's stealing somebody's house, oftentimes they don't pay the right amount of tax. And so we do have the right to hold up the recording. And we do have the right to scrutinize if the document's very unusual in nature. There are oftentimes red flags about the document. So we can exercise this opportunity to share it with counsel. And we do that. So it does slow down the recording, and then counsel can share it with the DA. There's a lot of communication between counsel and the DA's real estate fraud unit on potential fraudulent recordings. There are things that we do, like provide evidence and, look at past documents that have recorded. Maybe the signature doesn't seem right. And, we can produce sample signatures from other documents that might, that might be a red flag, for example, that the signatures don't match. Or, we're doing that on, like, for example, vacant land seems to be a higher risk these days if it doesn't have any sort of encumbrance like a existing mortgage. So we are doing some kind of extra checking and slowing it down. And then, I might get to the point where I have to record, but I'm going to be face to face with that person and I'm going to say, you have the right to record. I will record it. If it is illegal, I will serve as witness to this. I'm going to explain the law so that you are knowingly proceeding with recording. You can see this camera and that camera. I will archive the video. By all means, you're welcome to record, but oftentimes they don't do it and they walk away. So there
Really?
are some cases where, okay, they're just going to try to record something, but then we, like I said, are very careful about working with counsel, about documenting all of the evidence, writing notes into the transaction, and we serve as witness for
And
those trials.
when you do this, are you carrying a bat or a gun? Do you
No.
menacingly, what do you
No.
intimidate these people? That's pretty good.
I just tell them the truth. I'm upfront, face to face, that I will serve as witness to this transaction, and I have taken copious notes.
So there's
And they
so
are on
many,
camera.
yeah, there's so many recordings going on, and you're just so used to the standard legitimate recordings. So when someone comes in and they are trying to attempt fraud, there's just all these red flags that you guys notice
Yeah, I'm
and you
not going to
try to.
share what they are, but yeah, we have a pretty good sniffer after many years of this.
And you catch a
I
lot of
would
them.
say, yeah, I really started this sort of specialized fraud training in 2015. We've had many cases that we have forwarded even to the FBI, because what I do also is when I catch a potential fraud here, I am communicative with the rest of the state. Is anybody else seeing this? This is what you need to look for. Please forward this to your DA so that our DAs can also respond. And it's that partnership with law enforcement and the recorder that really makes it so we can actually prosecute the fraud.
It's a heck of a burden. My guest, Melinda Green with an E, Santa Barbara County Chief Deputy Clerk Recorder Assessor. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. I'd like to take a break, Melinda, come back and talk a little bit more about. I just remember this one example where some old lady came in with a younger man. He was trying to record something. But then we're going to talk about SB 255. Which was passed, and we're going to talk about how that's going to be implemented and how it's going to communicate with people when something is recorded that might not be legitimate. And so you'll find out when we return. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.